It is 7:01 p.m. on May 29th, 2025. I will call the roll to order for the tonight's Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Murr.
Here.
Commissioner Forehand.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden. And Chairman Franek. Now, it's same thing as last time. I think if the commissioners find it appropriate, I could run the meeting, or we could do a chairman pro tem, or whatever you guys see fit. Thank you. Thank you. All right. And I do not see David on Zoom, so I don't think there'll be a need for to allow him to participate remotely. So we will move on to our next agenda item, which is the approval of the meeting minutes from the April 24th and the May 22nd, 2025 meeting. And the April 24th meeting minutes are on there because we could not approve them at the last meeting due to a lack of quorum. Do any of the commissioners have any comments about either sets of minutes?
No comments.
None. None.
None.
No.
All right. Can I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
And a second. Okay. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
And Commissioner Forehand?
Yes.
They pass. Next on the agenda is the public hearing for a review of application for a certificate of appropriateness at 147 Thatcher for the garage demolition. Ms. Smith, if you would like to step up to the podium, if you could see, there's a little push button on the front of the mic, and then it will turn green towards
It's
the
on.
bottom.
It's
Okay.
on.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Smith from Smith Architecture. The project is at 147 Thatcher, right on the corner. We looked very hard at saving this existing structure, but with no foundations and the existing rot, I've submitted some photographs of it. Roby looked at it and it just wasn't feasible. It's probably twice as expensive. So we're going to replicate it. I think, have you sent the draw? Do they have the drawings as well?
Yep.
Thank you. And we, right there. So we're, it is going to look virtually the same, with that kind of, Dutch colonial roof and, you know, so we're mimicking it. We just have to pull it a little further back and a little bit away from the side property line, but it's virtually the same. We're going to replicate it in every way. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. Again, it breaks my heart to tear it down, but we're going to try to put it back as appropriately as we can.
Okay. Actually, we don't have oversight of what you do with the property after demolition.
Sure.
So, but great. Good luck with that. Yeah, these pictures are, as it's just, it's unfortunate that it's in the condition
Yeah.
that it is. And I see everything that you're talking about as far as all of the
Thank you.
damage.
I agree. I mean, obviously it needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
I was just curious, as she mentioned, we don't have oversight
Yeah, I know you should.
but I can't help myself say
You should
a
for
few
sure.
things.
Yeah, for real.
More has to do with the zoning that is making you make the flatter roof, right?
Correct.
We had a recent project in town that won a preservation award that for a garage where they had gone for a variance to get the bigger roof. Not implying that you should have done that.
No. It's hard to get a variation here, and you know, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
I found in my 20 years of doing projects here in River Forest, and unfortunately, like at least this is a an homage to what's existing. There are many lots onto which I'm putting this, a similar garage of this shape, and it's completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
This shape should not be on a lot of the houses that we see. Yeah. And it, I think it makes sense to actually have it have a little bit more to do with the existing main structure. So,
yeah. I'd say it almost more for the commission in general, and that, you know, maybe it's something we should explore working with the zoning department to somewhat maybe give credits to architects or not homeowners if they do want to do the design more toward the home, or just to give them some leeway, because I don't think you would have made the roof that flat if you'd been given the choice.
And the other thing that I think, and this is something we're dealing with in Oak Park as well, is we need more housing. And so ADUs, and we do a lot of that in Oak Park. And I think, you know, a lot of people are like, well, Kim, you know, it's just who's using that. And I, you know what I'm doing it for is people's parents to move in. And that opens up something else for someone else, right? Like something that's more affordable, like a condo or an apartment or something where the parents would have been. And keeping your family close. And I think, so I think we need, all of us need to start looking at ADUs. I was just talking with Luke. I'm on the Zoning Board of Appeals in Oak Park, and that's something, and I'm going to speak with the trustees as well. I think this is something very, very important, and doing something like this, where you can actually have an apartment, it's not what we're doing here, but where you could actually have an apartment up there, I think would go a long way towards creating a little more density that's not going to affect anyone in any way. So I really appreciate everything you just said.
Yeah. And my only other two comments were, have you decided what color you're going to paint it, or is that
the homeowner's here, if you'd like him to speak about that.
And it makes no difference, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think we'll look at different things. I mean, the original, as you saw, Luke, can you pan down just to the photos? I'm sorry, from the backhand side. Yeah. If you can, the top photograph of that with the greens and the, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want it to relate to the house, right? Although the dark is also handsome, I think. You know, but we'll look at that.
Yeah. I just noticed that the windows, whether they're in the schedule or real or not, they're
not going to be white. No, yeah, okay. They're not going to be white. Yeah.
And then I would make sure you insulate between the floors, which didn't show in the drawings.
Oh, yeah. No. If the section didn't show that, that would be done for sure.
Spray that. All right. But
we are heating, we're going to heat the first floor as well. So maybe that might have been on purpose that I'm not showing any insulation, because we are using insulated doors and we're heating the space. So both floors.
So you may be fine. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
They want to use it as a gym on the first floor. Oh. All right. This is John Kolzek. He's the owner.
So, Mr. Sager, you asked, and you'll see some of the old details. Kim, I think you've seen this picture of it. I believe this is pre-fire in the early 80s, and it has the crazy, beautiful, old tile roof, which we did architectural tiles after a hailstorm. But if you look at the original coach edge, that's it back there. That's massive.
Yeah.
It's probably a hell of horses.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to give us like historical, like true historical, I will build on that footprint. And my boys will, you know, be able to destroy it inside without destroying my house.
I think that's a huge point. I mean, I would rather see that than.
Right.
Hey, you guys can vote.
Right. Unfortunately, it's not in our purview.
It's huge. I mean, because. This would be expert of the day.
Thank you for bringing that in.
Does anyone else have any more questions? I'm more than happy to answer. Thank you.
Is there a motion? Oh, I don't necessarily think I have to read it into the record, but I should add that a gentleman by the name of Mark Sullivan sent an email to me in support of demolishing this garage. So, and then also, while we're here, someone also sent in an email for 601 Bonnie in support of demolishing that garage as well. And someone else called, they did not give their name, and said they lived in the area of 601 Bonnie and also noted support for the garage being demolished. So, but back to 147 Thatcher, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know we surveyed. Was there anything on the survey that suggested?
So the survey, and a reminder, this is the architectural survey that the commission, that the village had completed, I think around 2013, maybe later. It reviewed almost every property in the town. So this home was built in 1893, and it does list the secondary structure condition in 2013 as excellent, and the secondary structure integrity as excellent. Now, I would defer to the architects in the room about what secondary structure integrity means, but I would say everyone in the room can see by that the condition sense is deteriorated, but there's nothing notable that I saw about this property.
I think also with that photograph, it's you realize that was not the original structure with the home. So, you know, I don't see it as significant.
Any more questions or comments from the commissioners? Is there a motion to approve this application for a certificate of appropriateness?
Yes.
Okay, we will do. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
And Commissioner Forehand?
Yes.
It passes. Congratulations. And just be on the lookout for an email from me with a little PDF of the thing. Yep. All right. The next item on the agenda.
Yeah.
The next item on the agenda is 601 Bonnie Bray, a public hearing for a review of application for a certificate of appropriateness for a garage demolition. Frank, if you would like to say a couple words, but it's up to you.
Good evening. My name is Frank Heitzman. I'm the architect for the new garage. The existing garage is from 1947, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was not built as part of the Talmage and Watson house, but what we're trying to do, and it's deteriorated, very similar to the last project that you reviewed. The roof is sway backed and it's leaning, and it's in terrible condition. So they finally are getting around to tearing it down. They've been talking about this for a while. So we're hoping that tonight you will approve the demolition of this old garage.
Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. I think what you're proposing to build is beautiful. It works with the house. And
yes.
So, you know, knowing that, I certainly would have, you know, be in agreement with tearing the old one down. Yeah.
I hope you're going to save that tree.
Oh, definitely we are. Okay. Yes.
No, I mean, the pictures tell this story. So, yeah. And I would think anything on the survey, in this case, if that fence was up in 2013, the survey group wouldn't have been able to see much other than that facing view.
Yeah, you'd have to get into the backyard to see. You're right.
I don't think they did.
Probably not. No.
I don't think the survey was allowed to
Before drones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the, well, yeah, now we got that. So, no, I would think that, you know, the whatever the survey said about it would be pretty, very limiting to that, just that view of the garage doors. So I.
The survey said the same thing as the previous garage, secondary structure condition, excellent, and secondary structure integrity, excellent. But that was 2013.
I would disagree.
Yep. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Was there ever any indication of what was there, like when the house was originally built? Okay.
No. We do have the original drawings from Talmage and Watson, and it didn't show any garage.
Okay.
Okay. It was 1927, I think. So.
Mm, okay.
The 20s.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
No further comments? Is there a motion to grant the certificate of appropriateness for the garage demolition at 601 Bonnie?
So moved.
Okay. The second. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Yes. Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
And Commissioner Forehand?
Yes.
All right, Frank. Sure. Just be on lookout for an email from me with the little PDF document. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, Greg, if you'd like to come up and make a couple just statements about the project. If not, it's fine. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, the next item on the agenda is a public hearing for a review of application for a certificate of appropriateness at 715 Clinton Place for a garage demolition.
I think, you know, three garages in one night, and they all have similar
issues.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't see anything that would preclude us from approving the teardown. Mm-hmm. And it looks like what you're, you know, proposing works nicely with the house. So,
yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the survey we should?
This one actually says something slightly different. It says secondary structure condition excellent, secondary structure integrity poor. So I don't know what I'm interested to see. I'll have to reach out to the actual survey makers to see if they had a definition for integrity compared to condition.
Yeah, just for general future. Well, yeah, no. There's just no reason to don't see anything in the pictures or descriptions that would warrant. Another old.
Yeah. And I liked it in the new garage looks like they're trying to match some of the detailing from the house. And maybe, so yeah, a little bit different than the current detail on the garage, so
yeah,
makes sense to me.
Yeah, the garage doesn't look like anything like the house, but it's time to go.
Any further comments from the commissioners?
No.
All right, is there a motion to grant the certificate of appropriateness at 715 Clinton for the garage demolition?
So moved.
All right. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
And Commissioner Forehand?
Yes.
Congratulations. Thank you. And just be on the lookout for an email from me. Yep. All right. So the next item on the agenda is discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history. Yep.
Website traffic, excuse me, is there any analytics as far as not just the Mac group, but just overall? I'd just be curious.
I think there is, it's not as robust as you'd think it would be, because we've had similar. There was an instance where I put something on the website that shouldn't have been on the website, and we scrambled to look and see how many times it had been clicked to know. And it was rather, but yes, it is possible. And I'll digress with that whole story. But yes, it's possible, but it's not, it's a little bit harder to come by than you would expect. It's, we have to work with our website provider to grab that, but it's doable if you're looking for something in particular.
No, just more curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
See where it's coming from. So, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. You put a lot of work into that.
Oh, no. But no, I think the overall. Something's getting more than others, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would definitely help, it's like anything, right? Where's the traffic coming from? Try to push that more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's all.
But it's a good point that, you know, maybe we, where it's coming from, maybe difficult to get to, but the fact that we promote it more, that it's out there, you know, just saying something once is fine at the beginning, and then it gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to constantly remind and refresh. So maybe that's what we look at.
Mm-hmm. I could come up with some
and
posts.
You know, Visit Oak Park has changed its name. And it's now Around Oak or something like that.
I can't recall. I just can't listen.
Or it's changing its name.
It is changing its name for sure.
And I saw something today on Facebook.
Explore Oak Park and Oak, beyond.
And beyond. Oh, that's
yes.
New, that's the new buzzword.
Yeah,
beyond.
We might be the beyond.
And so I saw something on Facebook. And actually, it was about homes in River Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send it to you, Luke. And if you want, you can send it around. And it featured it said you can walk, you can bicycle. And it featured a lot of the homes, not necessarily on the map or anything. But you know, it was a pretty good write-up. Some pictures, not, but you'll see it. So let me get
send
that
it on
to
over.
You and then maybe think about things like, you know, like what Brian put together with his interaction. We get that over to Exploring Oak Park and Beyond. Maybe we start using them.
Something to consider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about it.
I had another question. Do you know the history of, you may know the history of why we don't review garages? Has that just always been in the...
I think it's something in the ordinance. I can't recall where it's like, I'd have to look into that.
Yeah, I'm just curious again, because, you know, the garage that we talked about today, that, you know, that's pretty prominent facing.
Yep.
On Thatcher or... around Thatcher, and it seems like, you know, I don't know, it seems,
yep,
like it should be under our purview, I think.
Yeah.
And unless it's, you know, buried in the back of the lot and you don't see it. But
well, I guess if we were thinking out loud, I think it still goes back to that, the 20% of the viewable facade. And I've had some questions to myself about garages being, let's just take 147 Thatcher for an example. Is it 20% of the structure of the garage, the facade of the garage, or does the garage count towards the 20% of the whole viewable facade of the parcel,
right?
Of anything. So
yeah,
definitely something I should investigate.
It's just on these corner lots, those garages, they make an impact. And,
another note for our ordinance revision.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And I wonder if, in light of, since I've started, there's been 5-6 garage applications for Cludie David Reno Odgen. Yeah, maybe I'm the whatever, but
you're the carrier.
Yeah, I wonder if like a lot of garages in town are just hitting their lifespan. So
and I think what the architect mentioned about them people trying to put home, you know, dwelling units on them, they're going to probably become more prominent features in the community. I think we should keep our eye on.
Okay.
She mentioned about the zoning, and I know that in the past there have been some variances allowed. One would be the, let's see, it's on Keystone, it's pink, and it's on the west side of the street. It's a Queen Anne or Victorian, and is it at the corner? It's at the
Keystone in Washington.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, Washington. That garage got a variance, and I think if there's some record, I think maybe someone on the commission, on the HPC, lobbied for that, because the garage is very much matches the house. And so that's one. And then there's another one up on 1400 Keystone. And it's either a Seyfarth or a Cherney. Now, somebody says it's a Cherney, but it's the one that looks like a barn on the west side of the street. And their garage has a lift in it. And it's and I'm sure they got a variance out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not impossible, but and I know I'm on record here. And it's up to, you know, the zoning board, it's up to the trustees. But it might be something that Kim was saying, you know, if it's a significant property, maybe then it's worth
a weight or a credit of some sort a consideration.
Yes. Special. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you say, review, you know, so it's just something to think about. And I know the one up on Keystone, that house is definitely on the list, because it's, as I say, it's either Safe Arthur or Churn. That other one, I don't know if it's really on the list or not. I think it just.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The one on Gale, the May Crux reference. Is that home on the significant properties list?
I don't think so. Cause yeah. I think by the time, I think it had been turned into the two flat at one point, and it looked so much different. It was, it's crazy. I remember my friend lives on the block, how much different it looks now.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah, we were looking at old pictures.
Yeah.
That's not the same house that it was.
They did a great job with that house.
I don't think it is a significant house. Yeah. But then that garage, did they get a...
They did.
They got a variance.
I'm almost, 90% sure they did, to get the height of the roof. So...
Well...
So... Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, garages are a slippery slope. If you give them too much, people will fill their backyard with garages too. So, good. Okay.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at 755 William. When they tore down that group. Now, we gave it a COA for the addition, and that's on the corner. But then they tore down that garage, and they put up a three. I think they did. I don't know if they did, but we couldn't say anything about what they put up. That had to be to the zoning board and the trustees. And they, you're right. I mean, they just, oh, there's your slippery slope. Yeah. Yeah. You know what one we're talking about.
Yes, I know exactly.
Okay. So, so I don't know, something to
Chew on. In the coming meetings, we're going to have about the ordinance for sure.
Okay, yeah. That's it, though.
All right, I will move on to the next agenda item, discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. Does any of the commissioners have? Staff side, no updates. So we will go to nine. Other business, none. Then we will, the last, not least, the adjournment. Is Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand? Meeting adjourned at 7:33.